Turn your Bibles with me to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're going to start reading in verse 7 of 1 Thessalonians. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the people at Thessalonica. And in chapter 2, verse 7, it starts out by saying, "But we were gentle among you, just as nursing mothers cherished her own children. So affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, for the laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. We preach to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his own children, that you would walk worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory." You know, Paul is talking about his relationship with the people at Thessalonica here. But we see him use an analogy of parents, how parents deal with their children, to show how he dealt with those folks, how he related with those people there at Thessalonica. And so as a result, we see some positive aspects of parenting that I would like us to see from this passage, and I would like to share with you, and especially for the dads today, I would like you to focus on these parenting principles from the Word of God, so that you will be encouraged to be the dad that God wants you to be. And if you are doing these things, to be encouraged to continue to do those things that will help your children walk for God's glory. And that's what this whole passage is about. So let's look at this passage again and see how we can be the dads God wants us to be. Verse 7 again, it says, "But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children, so affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us." Now, Dad, we need to find ways to express our love for our children. We need to find ways to express our love for our children. Paul showed his love for his spiritual children. He did. He expressed his love for his spiritual children. And our children, our physical children, are not just our physical children. They are our spiritual children. Dad, it is your responsibility to make sure your children are walking in the Lord, that they know about the Lord, that they have a relationship with the Lord, that their attitudes towards the Lord are correct, that they're having a right relationship with Him. So, this is exactly what the Apostle Paul did with the people at Thessalonica. He was trying to help them understand the ways of the Lord, understand how to have a right relationship with God, understand how to please the Lord. And that's exactly what God wants for each and every one of us dads to do for our children. He wants us to do this for our children, to bring our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That's what he wants for us to do. That is why it's so important that we demonstrate our love towards our children by caring for them enough to exhort them in the Lord, to encourage them in the Lord. It is hard for us to show our love. And our kids need to know that we love them. Our kids really need to know that we love them. You know, I think about that verse of Scripture where it says, "Fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath." Now, we all understand that the main premise of that is that we don't get our kids so bitter at us that we don't have any influence with them. But that also says something to me. That also says how our children view our care for them greatly influences whether we can steer them in the ways of the Lord or not. How well we can influence them in the Lord. Okay? If our children don't know that we really love them and really care for them, they're not going to listen to what we have to say about the Lord. So many children have grown up, they know all there is to know about Christianity. They've been to all the classes and things like that. But they never saw someone really care about them enough that they were able to influence them for godliness. And oftentimes they relate that as hypocrisy. I talked to someone just last week about that. They grew up in church. They saw everything. But basically, they saw it all as hypocrisy because they didn't see that someone really cared enough about them to really minister to them. Okay? So this is something that we need to do with our children. We need to show them that we really care and really love them, or else all we have to say to them about the Lord really isn't going to make a big impact on them. That's why the Apostle Paul says this to the Thessalonians, because he knows that this is important to them, that the instruction that he's giving them comes out of a heart of love and care, okay? I can tell you all the right things, but if I don't say it with love and care, it won't have near the impact on you as it would if you know I really care about you. One person once said to me about his preacher, he said, a lot of times I feel like he's whipped my hide when he's done preaching, but I don't mind it because I know he loves me. You know, there's something to that, right? Our kids don't mind they are thankful for our instruction to them if they know we really care and love them. So how do we show them that we love them? Well, there's many ways, but I want to tell you from this passage how I see Paul expressed his love for them. He shared his life with them. He shared his life with them, we're told. Notice it says, also, right? It says, also our own lives. He not only shared the gospel, which was great. We all need to do that for our children. We all need to tell our children about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and how he came to save us from our sins. And if we trust in him, we will have eternal life. Yes, but we need to do it with our lives too. We need to show our children that we care about them by sharing our lives with them. And that is what we need. Dads, your kids don't need more video game time. They don't need more video game time. They need more dad time. Okay? That's what they really need. Now, I know you're busy, Dad. I understand that. You're working hard every day trying to pay the bills and do what you need to do to take care of them. And that's part of it. I understand that. But your kids need to know that you want to be involved in their lives. Don't be so busy that you can't go to their games every once in a while, their ball games, right? Don't be so busy that you can't take them out fishing or camping or something like that. Don't be so busy that you can't really spend time with them. Hey, throw them in the truck with you. If you're going to the store, whatever. They'll love that. My kids' eyes light up just when I say, hey, you want to go to the store with me? Yeah, Dad, great. Boom, in the truck, you know. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you just sharing your life with your kids. Don't just constantly blow them off and say, oh, I'm doing something, don't bother me. You know, share your life with your children. That's how you show them you love them. And when you are with them, show them that you love them by telling them. Tell them you love them. I know that might be uncomfortable, but do it. Show them that you actually love them. A couple years ago, a cartoon strip came out, for better or for worse, and it showed a dad coming into the room where his teenage daughter was sitting on the couch watching television and munching on popcorn. So he decided to sit next to her and help himself to the popcorn. As he's sitting there, a little thought balloon appears over his head. He's thinking, I remember when she was so young. I held her in my arms and loved her, and it was wonderful. Now look at her. She's all grown up and such a beautiful girl, too. I wonder what she would think if I held her like I used to and told her again that I love her. He finally concludes that she would be uncomfortable if he did that. While he's thinking that, his daughter is thinking, I wonder why Dad never hugs me anymore. You see, they're never too old for that. Amen? They're never too old for us to give them a hug, for us to tell them that we love them, and that's something that we should do on a regular basis. How are they going to know if we don't tell them? How are they going to know? Yeah, they can see it in our lives and stuff like that, but they need to see it by us sharing time with them together and us actually telling them that we love them. That's what the Apostle Paul is saying right here, right? Because I care for you. That's why I'm being part of your life. That's why I want to share my life with you. Because I really, really love you. So, dads, let's find ways to express our love towards our children. Look at verse 9. Verse 9 says, For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any one of you. We preach the gospel of God. So, secondly, dads, be an example of a hard-working man to your children. Be an example of a hard-working man to your children. Your children need a work ethic, and they need an example of that. If you are lazy, chances are your children will be lazy. You can't tell them to work hard if you don't yourself. Notice Paul made it clear that one of the ways he expressed his love for them was to work hard for their welfare. You see, he cared about them so much that he didn't want to be a burden on them, so he worked hard night and day. At this point in his ministry, he was probably doing some tent making. Paul was a tent maker, and he had that skill, and I think every young man ought to have a skill that he can use to make money. And this is the skill that he had, and so at this point in his ministry, he used it so that he wasn't a burden on these folks. But it really showed his love and care for these people. It really did show his love and care for them. And I think that's important, that we as dads show our love and care for our children by working hard for them and setting this example of working hard for them. And it also shows them that we are unselfish, that we put their needs over our own needs. This is something that our kids need to see in their dads. years ago, long time ago, I was talking to a dad, and I was trying to help him out, and we had helped him out some, and he didn't want to get a job because, you know, there wasn't a job that he liked out there. But his family really needed to eat. You know how that goes? So he really needed to get a job. So I was trying to encourage him to get a job. And you know what he said to me? He said, "I want a job where I can be a hero." I was like, "What?" And I'm like, "A hero?" And then I thought about it for a minute, and I said, "Now, wait a minute. You know what a hero is? A hero is someone that sacrifices what he wants for the welfare of others. You, Dad, you want to be a hero to your children? Work hard, even though if it's something that you don't want to do, make sure you work hard so you can supply for the welfare of your children. That's a real hero. That's a real hero. And that's what we need. We don't need deadbeat dads. Your children don't need deadbeat dads. They need an example of someone that's going to work hard for their welfare. And if you want to have an influence on your children for the Lord, you better show them that you're willing to do that. So, let's be like the Apostle Paul and work hard and be an example of diligence. Look at verse 10. It says, "You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe." Dad, let your life be an open book to your children. Now let me explain this verse. Paul had nothing to hide with these people. He had nothing to hide. Now, basically, Paul wanted to say, let me rephrase that. What he basically wanted to say was that he wasn't perfect, but he wasn't a hypocrite. He's not saying here, "Hey, I'm perfect. That's why you need to see that I really care about you." That's not what he's saying. What he's saying here is this: you can look at my life and see that I'm not being a hypocrite. You can see that I'm trying to live the life that I am preaching to you. That is what we're saying. Dads, your kids know your faults better than anyone else. If you want to know my faults, ask any one of my children, go ahead, and you'll find out all of my faults, okay? They know them all. What I don't want my kids to think is that I'm a hypocrite. Yes, I'm a sinner, just like everybody else. We're all sinners, right? But we don't have to be hypocrites, because we can be an open book to our kids. They can see if we're really trying. They can see that when we mess up, we try and make it right. If we make a promise, we try to keep it. If we break a promise, we try and make it right. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about living a life of non-hypocrisy to your children, because that is very, very important to your children. Nothing will turn your kids against God more than seeing that you are living a life of hypocrisy. Nothing. Listen to Brian's story. "I was just 12 years old when my Boy Scout troop planned a father-son campout. I was thrilled and could hardly wait to rush home and give my father all the information. I wanted so much to show him all I learned in scouting, And I was so proud when he said he'd go with me. The Friday of the campout finally came, and I had all my gear out on the porch, ready to stuff in the car the moment Dad drove up. We were all to meet at the school at 5 p.m. and carpool to the campground. But Dad didn't get home from work until 7 p.m. I was frantic, but he explained that things had gone wrong at work and told me not to worry. We could still get up first thing in the morning and join the others. After all, we had a map, and we had a map. I was disappointed, of course, but decided to make the best of it. First thing in the morning, I was up and had everything in his car while it was still getting light, all ready for us to catch up with my friends and their fathers at the campground. Dad said we'd leave around 7 a.m., and I was ready a half hour before that, but he didn't even come out of his room until 9 a.m. When he saw me standing out in front with the camping gear, he finally explained that he had a bad back and couldn't sleep on the ground. He'd hope I'd understand and that I'd be a big boy about it. But could I please get all my things out of his car because he had several commitments that he had to keep. Just about the hardest thing I've ever done was to go to that car and take out my sleeping bag, cook stove, pup tent, and supplies. And then, while I was putting my stuff away in the storage shed, and he thought I couldn't see, I watched him carry his golf clubs out and throw them in his trunk and drive away to keep his commitment. Now, who wants to kill a dad right now? Amen? Dad, don't destroy your relationship with your children. If you say something to them, if you make a promise to them, keep that promise. Now, if you break something, a promise to them, make it right. Make it right. Tell them you were wrong and make it right. Because your relationship with your child greatly influences whether or not you're going to have any influence with them, with the Lord. Understand that. This is important for us. We need to do this for our children. We need to live an open book kind of life. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't do something don't say something to them and then do another. Practice what you preach to them. And you will be the kind of dad that God wants you to be. Finally, let's look at verses 11 and 12. It says, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his own children, that you should walk worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. Finally, dads, be a positive spiritual influence on your children. Notice how Paul related to the people in order to help them in their walk with the Lord. First, he exhorted them. Now, exhortation is encouragement. You know, someone, your children is struggling with maybe someone that they're friends with, and their friend is, taking advantage of them or picking on them or something like that. And you encourage them to continue on doing right and act like they should towards this friend, right? That's encouragement. That's exhortation. You're encouraging them to do what is right. And then it says, and comfort them. He comforted them. We ought to comfort our kids. You know, one time Billy had a game that they played great in, and they lost right at the end of the game, just barely by one run, and I could tell he was really down. He was devastated over it. He had played his heart out, and they lost by one run. Well, I didn't go up to him and say, you know, if you would have got a better hit, you guys would have won. Right? I mean, come on. How to destroy your kid in one sentence. No, I said, hey, you did great. You did well. This happens in life. And, you know, you comfort them. Right? And so that's what we ought to be to our kids, a comforter, as the Lord is a comforter to us. And then he charged them. He charged them. He said, hey, are you having your devotions? Are you studying the Word of God? You need to be studying God's Word. You need to do right. Hey, when everybody else is throwing rocks at the cars, don't you be the one throwing them too. He charged them. That's what we ought to be doing for our kids. We ought to be exhorting them. We ought to be comforting them. And we ought to be charging them. Dads, express your love to your children by spending time with them, by working hard for them, by being open with them, and by being a positive spiritual influence on them.